So Raptors down 3-2. Two runs for Wass on the third. They got a run in the fifth. A solo shot from Ty Johnson in the bottom of the fourth. And a solo home run from Brendan Bobo right on cue in the bottom of the seventh. Bases loaded. One gone. Funkhauser toying with Bachmore. And the payoff to Allen. A swing and a miss. Going down is Dwight Allen. One away. And Mike McGuinness is due up. So Mike McGuinness, 2-for-4. Today he's had a base hit, a double, and struck out swinging. But on Friday he got on base via error. Funkhauser at second. Michael McGuinness out of Georgia State. And Pockmore goes to work at a strike. 0-1. So two gone. No balls, a strike. Bachmore looks over at second, kicks high, and fires. Curveball can't work in on the strike zone. Just brushes off the right edge, 1-1. So on deck for the Raptors is Carlson, Gallison, and Castillo. 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Funkhauser again. Shifting off and a swing and a high fly ball back at the warning track is Castillo. Makes the grab. As Wisconsin Rapids keeps this within a one-run ball game. Can perhaps they have another walk-off. We head to the bottom of the ninth. They trail 3-2 with Kyle Carlson due up. We'll take a quick step aside.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
So bottom of the ninth inning, Wisconsin Rapids trails 3-2 as they've been out and hit 8-6 this game. Bases loaded for them with only one out, and then Bobo and Lordoy struck out. So Kyle Carlson will face Garrett Lott, who goes to work. Up on a ball, 1-0. So perhaps can the Raptors have another miraculous bottom of the ninth? Yesterday in the top of the ninth, they got two runs. So the last two games, they've stolen the game in the last inning. And the 1-0 upstairs, set a ball, 2-0. Gallison on deck. Carlson grounded out to short and struck out swinging. Garrett Lott has walked a batter, but two strikeouts. And a 2-0 to Carlson. And just peppers the zone on the left edge for a strike. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Coming set here is Garrett Lott, the native of Cleveland, Texas. And a swing and a miss. He gets Carlson out on a curveball. 2-2. So after two balls, comes in two straight strikes. The count runs at 2 apiece. Gallison on deck. And the 2-2 from Lott, and a swing and a miss. Carlson goes down. A curveball once more. The same pitch on the right edge. Kyle Carlson goes down. He's 0 for 3 today. Anthony Gallison, 0 for 2, has drawn a walk his last time up. His first time at the plate, he grounded out to short, and his second time, he flew out to right. Native of Colts Neck, New Jersey, in the Coastal Carolina Chanticleer. We'll see it, a first pitch ball down low at a fastball, 1-0. Garrett Lott, 3 strikeouts. The second pitcher out of the bullpen. Him and Cohn have combined for 8. The 1-0 up outside at a ball, 2-0. On deck is Alec Castillo. After that is Aiden Brewer. We'll see, though, if Brewer gets to bat. Lott the 2-0. Bounces low at a ball, 3-0. So a 3-ball count here for Gallison. Has a chance to put the tying run on base. One out. Lott looks the 3-0 to Gallison. And just comes in on the right side. On the right corner, 3-1. 3 balls a strike. 1 gone. Lott looks. The 3-1 to Gallison fouled back into the netting, 3-2. So after being way down in this count, 2 strikes now, and the count runs full. 24 pitches for Garrett Lott. The right-hander. It's looking like he's going to switch baseballs. And the count runs full. 6 hits for the Rafters, 2 runs, and because of that, they've had a Ty Johnson solo shot. And also Brendan Bobo a solo home run. And the payoff from Lott, and just nicked off the top side of the bat. And the count runs full. Wausau looking for their second win here at Witter Field this season. 1 out, the payoff from Lott, and a swing and a sharply hit ground ball over towards the second baseman, Mitchell. The shift onto his right and the throw over to first. He gets Gallison for 2 down. So Gallison goes down, and this brings up perhaps the final batter of game one, Alec Castillo. Castillo struck out looking at a base hit for his first time this season and flew out to center. On deck is Aiden Brewer. Wausau would take game one of this doubleheader if they can get out Castillo. And Lott goes to work at a strike, 0-1. This would end the Rafters' 6-game winning streak. And a team that's won 9 of their past 10. And the 0-1 and a swing and a miss. Castillo goes out, 0-2. A team that's had the best 10-game record in all of the Northwoods League at 9-1. Including the Great Plains League as well, so they've certainly been playing their best baseball. But perhaps the final strike of the game one as Lott throws outside at a ball, 1-2. On deck is Brewer. Garrett Lott looking for strikeout number 4. Castillo hoping to have something to say about that. The 1-2 to Castillo, and a swing and a liner that gets down before Allen can get to it. Castillo to first, and that keeps the inning alive with Aiden Brewer. A big hit there for Castillo, his second of the day, and Aiden Brewer popped out to second, flew out to right, and also grounded out to first. He's 0 for 3. On deck is David Smigalski. So with 1 strike away, Castillo gets the 7th hit of game one for the Rafters. Castillo's at first. Sets and serves. And a wild pitch that goes behind McGann on his way to second is Castillo now. So a 1-0 count now with 2 down. And the door has been left open for Aiden Brewer. Castillo in scoring position as pitching coach, acting field manager Ross Davis wants to have a word with Lott. There is some action in the bullpen for Wausau, but now they're fired up once more. With 2 outs, the door has been left open. There was a 1-2 count on Castillo. He got a base hit in the center. Could he be the hero here in the 9th? So a wild pitch from Garrett Lott, 31 pitches. Has given up a hit, a walk, but three strikeouts. Hayden Brewer, a 188 batter. Had a home run back on Sunday earlier this week. Three RBIs. And Mitchell, the second baseman, shifted on over to his left. And the 1-0 and a swing and a miss. Brewer went after that, 1-1. Raptors looking for their seventh straight victory. Be the longest of the season. Two gone. Garrett Lott, and he likes to pitch. Wind moving from left in to left to right. And the 1-1 to Brewer. And there it goes inside of the curveball, 1-2. The ball, two strikes with two down. Castillo at second. The exact same scenario it was on Alec Castillo. Brewer faces it now once again. The right-hander looks at second. He'll step high, the 1-2 to Brewer, and a swing and a miss. Brewer goes down. And it looks like that is the game. Wausau takes game one by a narrow victory, 3-2, ends the Raptors' six-game winning streak. So a big win for Wausau. Raptors fall to 16-12 on the season. But Wausau narrowly escapes his victory. Two runs for them in the top of the third. Raptors got a solo home run for Johnson in the bottom of the fourth. And then Wausau, a run in the fifth. And then Bobo got a home run of his own in the seventh. But Wausau, it was just narrowly got the victory. The first time they've had that in four games, they've gotten a win over Wisconsin Rapids. So stay with us here on WFHR. Second game coming up shortly in about 30 minutes or so. As Wisconsin Rapids looking to split this series, Wausau hoping for a sweep. Find out next here in about 30 minutes. We'll take a quick step aside. We'll be back. And we'll go right into it for game number two. Stay with us.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Have them on the screen, or we can just use text. You decide what's next. We'll go ahead and set up a subroutine. Can I get your numbers? Send them all over to me, and I'll get them looking nice, you know, oh so professionally. 'Cause I'm a nerd on the street, but I'm a freak in the sheets. Come on, spreadsheets, that is. Oh. Rows of columns. my world. Formulas and functions, I'm gonna take your data for a whirl. Which way you want it, a baby scatter bar or pie? I'll adjust the presentation, I'll make it look like any kind of table you like. If you got data you need for medical conditioning, well, I'll get your docs looking nice, and I'll do it with ease. Cause I'm a nerd on the street, and I'm a freak in the sheets. Let's tabulate. I'll be your tech support. You can always look me up. I'll help you out with Excel, Google Docs, and numbers. I'm even good with Python. What's up? When you hear the sound, we'll get down like a column, A, B, C. You know I'm talking like a row. And like 1, 2, 3. Cause I'm a nerd on the street and I'm a freak in the sheets. Come on!
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
This is Kat Capilaro from VO5. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can.
Max Inc. Radio, we are a local music with VO5, Dance Originality. They were awesome on Saturday at Atwood Fest. The New Primitives, also awesome at Atwood Fest. They're from Minneapolis. That was their song called California. And Porky's Groove Machine in there with Freak in the Sheets. They're going to be back in Madison on August 18th at the Shanks Corners Block Party. That's on a Friday night. Right at Shanks Corners. Check that out. Another band that was at Atwood Fest this weekend, last weekend rather, on the Luther Allison stage was Frank Martin Bush and the Names. They're going to be at the Tallman Art Festival in Janesville tomorrow. Here's their song, Sunday Morning Coming Down. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I'd had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. And I fumbled through my closet, through my clothes to find my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair and I stumble down the stairs to meet the day. Well, I smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Somewhere down the street, I caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to somewhere, something I think I lost along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk Sunday morning coming down. In a park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and I listened to the songs they were singing. Somewhere far away, I heard the sound of a lonely bell ringing. And it echoed through the canyon like a disappearing song from yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying it's half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk Sunday morning coming down.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glass blowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We are local music with Robert J. and his latest 157 Chevy. I wish I had some Moon Gypsies in my library. Would have played them. They opened the Clyde Stubblefield stage on Saturday at Atwood Fest. And I caught a couple songs. I get to run down the Clyde between sets at Luther Allis's stage to see what's happening at the Clyde stage. Anyway, they rocked. Unfortunately, I didn't get to say hi to Robert J. Hello, Robert J. Hope you're well. Another artist that was at Atwood Fest, she came down to the Luther Allison stage to say hello to me, and I was so grateful to give her a hug and say hello to Kirstie Krause. Here's her latest song, Bird. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shine inside of me. Been living in a shadow of clouds, but this is my philosophy now.
Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
We welcome you back inside Winter Field as Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau getting set to go for game number two here on this doubleheader on this Saturday evening in Wisconsin Rapids. Well, it was unfortunate for the Rafters in game one. It just ended about 30 minutes ago. The Rafters fell 3-2 to the Woodchucks. Wausau ended the six-game winning streak of the Rafters, and it was a game where it picked up in the bottom of the second. Wausau really got going early in the top of the third. They got two runs, and then Ty Johnson goes an absolute solo bomb into right field that he got it off of his friend, both at McLennan Community College at the same time. So Johnson was excited and happy about that. Cut this game to 2-1. Wausau responded immediately in the top of the fifth. They got a run back and made it 3-1 at that point. Rafters just had to continue to try to find some momentum. They certainly got it in the bottom of the seventh. Brendan Bobo got his 12th home run of the season, and by 13th home run, excuse me, of the season by absolutely bombing one into right field. He's up to 30 home runs in the past 2 years, the Northwoods League all-time league leader in home runs, and he's right down playing for Wisconsin Rapids. But the Rafters had the opportunity really to seal the game. In the bottom of the eighth, there was only one out. Bases were loaded. Brendan Bobo was due up. He struck out swinging. Orlando Lodoy was due up after that. He also struck out swinging. So Garrett Lott really had a good command about him towards the end of the game. But, you know, you look at it, the pitching really won the game for Wausau. And certainly the guy that did that, Henry Cohn, went 7 1/3 innings. He allowed 6 hits, 2 runs, but 5 strikeouts at a 3.72 ERA. So good for Henry Cohn. And, well, Wausau, you know, they take game one. But you look at it, Wisconsin Rapids, they're going to have to just get back to playing their brand of baseball. And they certainly do that with guys like Mitchell Whitcamp getting the start on the mound. So Whitcamp will be at pitcher. Alex Duffy at first. Alex Duffy at catcher, Brendan Bobo at first, Joseph Morowick at second, Kyle Carlson at third, Hayden Brewer at shortstop, Anthony Gallison out at left field, Ty Johnson back at center, and Orlando Lodoy at right. As for Wisconsin Rapids and Mitchell Whitcamp, he's a guy that's appearing in his 10th game, 16 1/3 innings of work. He's allowed 20 hits, 18 runs, and 9 strikeouts, but he's walked 8 batters as well. So he appeared, his last game was against Green Bay, where he went 3 innings, allowed a hit, and a strikeout. Other than that, he hasn't played against Wausau yet. He's played a couple times against Lakeshore. He's also played against Madison a couple times, but hasn't appeared against the Woodchucks here yet. Wisconsin Rapids looking to hopefully split this series and put themselves back in winning ways. You have Madison and Fond du Lac just kicked off over at Herb Acre Field. So that's between second and third place. It would be big for the Rafters to get a win back here. Madison already up 2-0 in the bottom of the first. So we'll see how the Mallards do throughout, but the Rafters, they're going to have to split this series with Wausau. Wausau 1-9 in their past 10, but this game earlier, they won that game, which ended basically their losing streak. They lost 9 in a row at one point, and they're up to 2 wins in 3 days, so starting to turn over a new coin for them and trying to get back to winning ways. Wisconsin Rapids, though, just a little bit of a slip up. You know, you can't look at that game saying, oh my gosh, are they not going to make the playoffs now? They played okay. They didn't play their best baseball, but they played well enough to be in that game. They certainly were. So Wausau for them, as they are going with a new guy. And, Richter is behind the plate. They have Freeman at the pitcher. So Chandler Freeman making his appearance on the mound. And he's a guy that, for them, hasn't really played in too many games. Now, we can look at him. We'll get into him more. So Chandler Freeman, 5 games appeared with a 1-0 record, 13 innings of work. He's allowed 10 hits, 13 runs, and 13 strikeouts. So Freeman at the mound. Carson Richter at behind the plate. Andrew Jimenez at first. Colin Blanchard at second. Michael McGinnis at third. Evan Funkhauser at short. Christian Mitchell at left field. He was at second base earlier, so he's at left field. Dwight Allen at center. And Trent Van Ness at right field. So Wausau will be up to bat first as Michael Adair, their DH, he's going to be leading off. So he's a guy that, for them, is he's been good, you know, say the most part, out of the University of Dayton. So it's interesting they're going with their DH. James Bornick is the DH for the Rafters. Umpires today, Andrew Thomas, Jacob Hudson, and Steve Bartenstein, their crew chief, at third. So you have Thomas at home plate, Hudson at first. And this game two of this doubleheader, hopefully it's the last doubleheader of the season of the Rafters. This is a game where, look, you have to come out. You have to split the series. You split the series, that's okay. You know, you've already won 6 straight. You put yourself in a great position. You fall to game one, that's all right. Can we get back and to win in game two? That will be the key. So Ty Johnson right now taking out and just getting to center field. He certainly was happy about that home run off of his friend Henry Cohn. It felt good, he said, and certainly did. I mean, he just absolutely nuked that ball in the right field. Brendan Bobo, another guy as well, getting his 13th home run of the season. He's really started to come on. I mean, 17 home runs last season, led the league, and now he's up to 13. So a guy out of Cal State Fullerton that didn't have his best brand of work over there for the Titans certainly comes into Wisconsin Rapids with a different mentality, and you can see that on his face as he's just a guy that really just sets in and brings the crowd to life. But I will say, though, you know, he's not going to get it done every time. And he had the opportunity. I mean, you only had one out, and there was bases loaded. Garrett Lott, you got to give him credit for getting out of that jam in the eighth. And at that point, Bobo went down, Lordoy went down, and then they went to the fifth, sixth, and seventh in the batting order. So Mitchell Whitcamp getting the start on the mound for the Raptors, and Salisbury University from Bel Air, Maryland, the sophomore. So Wisconsin Rapids just got to get back to it. And there wasn't really much to decide that they had seven hits, but what really hurt them, yeah, their two runs came from home runs, not many hits when needed. You know, you could call it that, just some big-time hits. They didn't really get that, and that's going to have to change here. So defensively, they were good. Only gave up three runs, eight hits, but offensively, that's where they slipped a little. And when they slip offensively, it's tough for them to win games. The defense keeps them around, but offense has to go and win it. So they almost had the opportunity in the eighth inning. And they need to take it to the ninth inning. It was a 1-2 count with two outs on Castillo. He had a line drive into center, and then he got to second on a wild pitch. So then it put the tying run in scoring position, and then Brewer struck out to end that game. But only game one, Wisconsin Rapids a chance to get back to it. And they're certainly going to need a good performance here in game two. Mitchell Whitcamp warming up right now. Joseph Moroic back at second base. You have Bobo at first, Carlson at third, and Brewer at short. This was the exact same infield lineup that was yesterday. And Lordoy at right, Gallison at left, Johnson at center. So for Wausau, they have Michael Adair, Christian Mitchell, and Michael McGinnis leading off. So those three here in the top of the first will bat as Michael Adair will get ready to step in now. Mitchell Whitcamp, and he got him pairing in his 10th game. He's faced 81 batters. So Michael Adair now, the left-hander, will step in to get this going here on game number two of this doubleheader here on this Saturday night in Wisconsin Rapids. Raptors will visit Athletic Park tomorrow for a 105 game. So this is the second game of a three-game series. Just exactly as it was on Monday and Wednesday. They had that Tuesday off day as Adair will set in and fly away left field side and out of play. Now for a strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. And 0-1 is the count. Whitcamp will set in here on Adair as he swings and hits a kind of a jam shot running after this in left field territory is Kyle Carlson. And a pop out there. Well, Carlson gets down Adair. And this brings up Christian Mitchell. So Mitchell, a guy that really played well. I mean, certainly did 3-for-3 with an RBI in last game. He'll see the ball 1-0. So 1-0 count with one gone. Adair pop out to third. Christian Mitchell really set the tone for this team. And last game, and a swing and a weak ground ball over to Brewer. Charging it at short, feels it up in the glove, and throws it low to Bobo. But he gets Mitchell for two down. So just like that, back-to-back outs. Seven-inning game here in game two. So it's important to get an early lead. Michael McGinnis. And he went 2-for-5 in the first game. Also had a run as well with a double. Two gone. Setting in and serving and throwing high at a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. So two down. And the 1-0 from Whitcamp throws it in low at a ball, 2-0. Two gone, Michael McGinnis, the Georgia State product from Newman, Georgia. Ahead here in this count, Whitcamp will set and serve, and a swing and a ball popped up outfield in the right field side. Out of play. 2-1. Two balls, a strike, with two down. 2-1 is the count. Two gone, and Whit Campbell set in serve high, and a wild pitch behind Duffy, 3-1. So Wausau, you know, for them, they really had that third run came in for them in the top of the fifth, and there were two outs. It was a double and then another RBI single, the 3-1 fouled off backside, 3-2. So the count runs full with two down. Three balls, two strikes. Mitchell Whitcamp and this defense looking to retire the side in three batters and hoping to go three up and three down. And the payoff from Whitcamp up above the zone at ball four. McGinnis will get walked. So Andrew Jimenez now. He'll step in. One for two last game with an RBI. So Andrew Jimenez with two down. And Whitcamp will look set throw out above on a fastball that time, 1-0. So 1-0 count, only two gone. Wausau looking to strike first in this game. They did so in the game number one. Wisconsin Rapids always plays well when they get ahead in games. Even though the game the other day where they were down 6-3, that game kind of felt like an anomaly in a way because they really don't have many comeback wins. They certainly had the biggest win of the season, arguably. And the 1-0 high and above. Fastball once more, 2-0. Two gone. So Alex Duffy wants to have a word with Whitcamp as he walked his last batter, McGinnis. Two down. So it was a pop out to third from Adair, a ground out to short from Mitchell. Two gone. Coming set is Whitcamp. The right-hander out of Bel Air, Maryland, will look high over to McGinnis and throw it well low for ball three. So 3-0 is the count. Wausau looking to add runners to the bases. The 3-0 to Jimenez up high for ball four. So four straight balls. Jimenez will take first. McGinnis to second. That puts one in scoring position. And Trent Van Ness is due up. Out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Van Ness last game 0-3. Was part of a double play. Oh, the right fielder. On his way now to third is Mitchell and McGinnis. And he gets McGinnis behind Carlson on his way home. And the throw is not in time. Wausau leads 1-0. Well, look about, what about that? I mean, that was interesting. You had McGinnis take third. And then an error there from Carlson. Duffy caught it through to Carlson and went behind Carlson at third. Wausau 1-0 lead. So an error from Carlson. That puts Jimenez at second. The 1-0 to Van Ness, fouled backside. 1-1. So a ball and a strike. With two down, McGinnis was on his way to third. And, well, I will say, though, an error has come costly for the Rafters. Usually when they commit errors, it doesn't really cost them too much. And the 1-1 and a swing and a high hit ball from Van Ness drifting away into the bullpen of Wausau 1-2. Woodchucks an early 1-0 lead. Prior to today, the Rafters have won the past four. Wausau ended that in game one and now up 1-0. No hits yet, which is the interesting part about this. Whitcamp the 1-2 to Van Ness, fouled back behind home plate. Jimenez at second.